longer a hurricane, nowhere near a coast, but still stormy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
For everybody waking up experiencing rain in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, over to Nashville, D.C., you're all getting part of this system known as Nicole.
It is now a tropical depression full of rain heading to the northeast.
Here in Charleston, South Carolina, it's meant a lot of flooding. We just wrapped up a tornado watch here the past hour, but we still have plenty of flooding to contend with as high tide comes in. We've watched vehicles try to challenge this intersection here, and some of them get caught up in that.
Well, that's Fox Weather's Will Nunley. Nicole did some damage along Florida's east coast as a hurricane blamed for at least 5 deaths. President Biden will soon land in Egypt to start a foreign trip that will include a G20 summit of countries and a face-to-face meeting with China's leader. Today he'll attend a climate change summit where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi just said,
"It's always been about survival of the planet, survival of the vulnerable countries and the rest. We want more than survival."
She's touting the law Democrats passed that'll include incentives for renewable energy use in the U.S. The vote counting continues in Arizona, where Democratic Senator Mark Kelly leads Republican Blake Masters by 5 points. In Nevada, Republican Adam Laxalt is trying to unseat Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. And even though his lead is down to 1 point, Laxalt tells Fox,
"She does not have the amount of votes left to be able to catch us."
A third race, key for which party controls the Senate in Georgia, has a runoff election next month. In the House, Republicans need to win just 7 more of the 32 undecided races to win the majority. The Biden administration plans to appeal a second court ruling blocking the program that wipes out thousands of dollars in student loan debt to millions of Americans.
The president of the foundation that brought the suit reacting to Thursday's ruling, saying, quote, "This attempted illegal student loan bailout would have done nothing to address the root cause of unaffordable tuition. Greedy and bloated colleges that raise tuition far more than inflation year after year."
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
We mentioned Georgia's Senate race going to a runoff. That has the candidates back out campaigning. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock was in Atlanta.
The choice could not be more clear between me and Herschel Walker. Some things in life are complicated. This ain't one of them.
The first senator to stump for Herschel Walker pre-runoff, Texas Republican Ted Cruz, who said in Canton, Georgia, the GOP has likely flipped the House.
"We're getting the other half done, and we're flipping the Senate."
Walker says he's not a politician and that Senator Raphael Warnock's biggest mistake was not winning Tuesday.
"He was saying, we're going to go in a runoff. And I was saying, no, I want to beat you outright. And if he want to go in and run off with me, I'm saying you bring it, Holmes."
Fewer than 40,000 votes separated Walker and Senator Warnock. Walker says he'll make that difference up in December. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
This is a day to thank millions of Americans who are serving our country in the military or who have served. Veterans Day. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells Fox his advice for active service members.
"Keep serving. You're not done because you went to combat and survived. Your community needs you. America needs you. I'm thrilled that so many veterans are running for office at every level."
Well, that's what Waltz did, elected in Florida after serving as a Green Beret in the Army. On this Veterans Day, most schools will be closed and banks and post offices, but there will be trading on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising the day after a big surge. The Dow gained 1,200 points on better-than-expected inflation news. Week 10 of the NFL season kicked off last night.
To the outside, with room, and into the end zone. Touchdown.
touchdown.
Deonta Foreman and the Carolina Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons on Amazon Prime Video 25-15. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.